Today's shir in Sechta Bab Metzia Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis, three lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah Yesham Bezdin, if there's a Bezdin who is there and somebody wants to be involved with a Shabbos Aveda, but he wants to be paid for his time, the Mishnah said Masn Bifneim, he has to tell the Bezdin that those are the stipulation under which he's going to deal with the Aveda. Says the Gemara, Issa Rav Safra Ovid Iska Bahadeh Adodi. Issa Rav Safra were partners. Ozel Rav Safra went Upolig Bleidatid Issa, and he split up the partnership without Issa's consent. And he did it with Ape Beit Trey. There's a Machloikis Rishonim, how to learn this Gemara. Certainly the Rishonim say that if that the only time there is even a possibility to divide the partnership without consultation is in a situation where the term of the partnership is over. But if they're still in the middle of the term of the partnership, it may not be divided without consent. There is a machlokes. What does it mean that they had a partnership that they were dividing? Some Rishonim suggest that the partnership that's being discussed here is a partnership that involves business. And you can't divide a business. The Gemara is going to discuss under what circumstances you can divide a business or you can't divide a business. But in a situation where there's just cash, where two people had some cash together that isn't invested in a business, everybody agrees that could be divided without. Other Rishonim say it doesn't make a difference. As soon as two people agreed to keep something together, they may not divide it. We have this question, how and when can it be divided? So again, also Rav Safra probably dated the Isser. Rav Safra divided the business without consulting with Isser, and he did Ba'api Beitrei in front of two people. Also Kamei, the Rabbi Barafuna. Rav Safra comes in front of Rav Huna, Amalei, and Rav Huna said, "Zil Aisa Talaisa the Plagd Kamayu." I need you to bring the three people. So it's clearly his opinion that you have to have three people. But as we're going to learn, that three people don't have to be dayonim. They have to be people that understand business, but they don't have to necessarily be dayonim. Inami. Troy Migotosa. You have to have two out of the three. That the halacha is that a bezdin has to have three individuals, but two are enough to establish that we follow what they say because they're the majority. Inama, Trey Sadi, or bring two edim, the Pelaktis Bapitlosa. The Rishonim point out that even though there are areas in halacha where two are adequate, for a prosbul, for example, that's not when we're affecting a transaction. Here, what's happening is that a transaction is taking place, and therefore, since a transaction is taking place, you need to have three dayonim. Amalei, so Rav Safra asked Rabbi Rav Huna Manolacha, how do you know that we have to have a bezdin of three to make it work? Amalei, so he said, the Tanan, because we just learned in our Mishnah, Im Yesham Bezdin, in order that this person should be able to collect salary for being involved with the Aveda, Im yesh sham bezdin, if there's a bezdin, master mifnehem. Ein sham bezdin, if there is no bezdin, if there is no bezdin, shaloi koidim, the loch is that your thing goes first. Similarly here, you have to have a bezdin. Amalei, so Rav Safra said, midami, how could you compare the two situations? We're taking money that belongs to the person who owns this lost object and giving it to the person who found it. So therefore, to make something like that work, being in Bezdin, it's only going to be able to be effective if you do it in front of a Bezdin. In this situation, where we're dividing up a Shuttis, the Didi Shakli, I'm just taking back what belongs to me. And therefore, Gila Milsa Balmahu, It's only making public that what we're doing is being done on the up and up. And therefore, he said, betray Sagile. The halacha should be that two are enough. Teda, he says, what's the proof that two are enough? The Tanan, the Mishnah, and Masechtik Subis, Dav Tzadik Zayin Amanav teaches us, Almana, and Almana is being supported off the estate of the Yisoyimim, Mecheres Shloim Bifnei Bezin, and she has assets, and she needs to sell those assets to live off. The halach is that you don't have to have a Bezin where she sells it. Two is enough. So the Taisus asks, when we learned Masechta Ksubis, we learned the reason why two are enough is for special reasons. Either Mishim China, the woman should find favor in other people's eyes, not that she's busy being in Beis Din, or Shloites Bazin be Beis Din, going to Beis Din is embarrassing. So why is the Gemara asking this question? So Taisus answers, Safra's opinion is that even whatever reason that applies by a woman that she could sell not in a Beis Din, the halacha is, should also apply here as well. Meaning, as I saw it in the Mukhi Yosef explains, by partners, we also want chinah. We also want the partners should want to be partners with each other. And that could only be achieved. It'll be easy to dissolve a partnership. Amalei, v'la'mit ma'lo. Haven't we learned there? Amar Rav Yosef ben Yuni, Amar Rav Nachman. Amana, what it means is to say that Amana ain't a tzricha bezdin shel mumchem. She doesn't have to have a bezdin of expert rabbonim. However, a tzricha bezdin shel joitis, she does have to have a bezdin shel joitis. And as we said, the definition of bezdin shel joitis are people that are people who know that how to evaluate something. So, for example, in our case, where we need to evaluate the value of this business that we're dividing, as long as there are people that could competently do so, the halacha is that that would be an adequate Beis Din. Says the Mishnah, Matzah hara berefes. If a person found a cow in a farm, even though it's an open area, ein chayba. He doesn't have to do a Shabbos Aveda. He could leave it there. However, if he found it b'shus rabim, he found the cow wandering in a shus rabim, then the halacha is chayba. He has to do what he needs to do. He has to return it. Amhoisa beis hakfaris. And if the cow is found in a beis hakfaris and he is a kohen, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, we're going to spend time discussing this halach in the Gemara as well. The halach is loy yikamala. The halach is he's not allowed to become tamei to go in to the Beis HaKfaris. Says the Mishnah, im amalai aviv. If a father tells a son, tama, become tamei in order to do a shavas aveda, I amalai atachser, or the father tells him, don't return an Hashavas Aveda, lo Yishmala. Says the Gemara, says the Ramban, why would we think that if somebody is a Kohen and his father tells him to go into Beis HaKfaris to Hashavas Aveda, that he should listen? Says the Gemara, so of course he shouldn't listen. So the Ramban says there's a little more to be understood here. He says what we need to understand is that what's happening here is that the father says, I don't want you to do a Shavas Aveda. I want you to be busy taking care of me. Still, the halacha is, if the Torah requires us, and we will speak what that means later in the shir, but if the Torah requires you to do something, then you should do it. The Achrayim ask, why would a son have to listen to a father that tells him, don't do a Shavas Aveda? Yes, we have an obligation to show honor to our parents. But an obligation to show honor to our parents is when we're showing them honor. Here, what honor are we showing to our parents by not doing Hashavas Aveda? So the Aruch HaNer explains that what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is that Hashavas Aveda is such an important mitzvah. The Ritva explains that the case here is what the father says, I want you to be available to do Kibur Av. And if you're going to go do Hashavas Aveda, it may take away from your time when you could do Kibur Av. And the halacha is, if we're not actively doing Kibur Av, we should do the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, Parak V'Tan, as we're going to be learning in our shir extensively, there's a mitzvah if an animal is overloaded to help lessen its burden, and there's a mitzvah to help load the animal. So says the Mishnah, Parak V'Tan, afilo arba v'chamesh apamim, even if involved doing it many times, chayiv shnemar, as of tazav, keep on doing it. And to introduce this halacha that we're going to be discussing, the Targum Dosha says, Kisira chamosh nachal roivitz tachas masoi. If you see your enemy's donkey falling with the burden, v'chadaltam azayv loy, and you'll hold back from helping him, azayv tazav him. You have an obligation to do what you can to help him. And then there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lesira eschar mecha ashar noiflam b'derech." You see your friend's, somebody's animal collapsed on the road. V'salamtem mehem hokim tokim imay. And here it means that you should help the animal get up and should help the animal reload it with its package. Says the Gemara, "Holach for yashalai." If the person who owns the animal sits and says, "Hoyv alecha mitzvah," you have the mitzvah, as we just learned, to help. I'm not going to participate. Potter. Shnemer azav tazav imay. He has to help himself. Says the Gemara. But if the owner was a sick person, then the halacha is that you don't have to help. Says the Pri Yitzchak. The Pri Yitzchak asks, why do we need a pasuk to tell us that if the person is not willing to help, I don't have to help him. Of course, that will be the case. So the Pri Yitzchak says, what would be the halacha where I am walking by and I'm strong enough to load the animal, and the owner of the animal, and I could do it by myself, and the owner is not strong enough to do by himself. So maybe we can make an argument, since he can't do it by himself anyway, and I can do it by myself, so let me do it by myself. Teaches us the Torah, as of Tazav Imai, that the owner of the animal always has an obligation to participate. And I saw that the Kotzker says that this has to be applied to Avodas Hashem as well. The only time that somebody could grow in Torah as if the person himself is willing to do what's necessary. But just to rely that somebody else is going to teach him and somebody else is going to do the work and that's how I'll grow is certainly not the way a person is going to grow. A person has to do his own. And I saw that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik from Switzerland says that's pshat in the pasuk, Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem, oisa vakesh. And of course, many Mefarshim try to understand, isn't this a redundancy? He says, Achas Shalti Meis Hashem. I ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should help me. Give me the Siyata D'Shmaya to succeed in my learning, to succeed in my Avodas Hashem. But I know that for me to get that Siyata D'Shmaya, Oysa Avakesh, I have to do what's necessary. If I do what's necessary, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me. But if I don't have the oisa vakesh, if I don't have the drive to help, then the halacha is, then I have no chiyuv. There's an interesting question. We're learning Machlokes Rishonim. Here, we're learning about the new mitzvah. A pre-kvetina, we have to help load and unload the animal. And we're going to have a mitzvah shem the sugya. Is this based on the halacha of Tzar Balechayim or not? So there's a machlokes rishonim. Does this mitzvah also apply by human beings. If I see a person carrying a heavy package, do I have to help him? Or is this only said by animals? The Rambam's opinion is that if it's said by animals, as we're learning here, it's certainly said by humans as well. But the Ratvas says that it's only by animals, not by people. He says because an animal doesn't have the intelligence, or the animal doesn't have the ability to communicate, that this is too much for me to carry. But a person does have that ability, and therefore the person doesn't have this mitzvah. Says the Gemara, mitzvah natayrah, left, right. The Tanakam's opinion says, is that only helping unload the animal that's overburdened is the mitzvah deraisa. Avaloi litoy, to help load it is not a mitzvah deraisa. Shimon Aimer, Shimon disagrees, and he says, af litoy, even to load the animal is a mitzvah deraisa. Rav Yosef Glila, I'm a hayal of yes al masoi. If the animal is carrying more than it should be, ein azak kekloi. Shenemar, kisira chamos nacharoivitz tachs masoi. Only when what you did was legitimate, was fair, and you loaded up the animal with a legitimate amount, nasa shoch lamed boy, do you have to help? But if you took advantage and you didn't do something that you were supposed to do, I don't have to help you. Amarav, so Gemara goes to analyze the first halach in the Mishnah, if you found the animal in a refis. Says Rav, refis sha'amru, we said that if the animal was found, if the cow was found in the refis, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. She'enim istar, it's talking about that the animal is not wandering out. Ve'enim ishar meris, but it's also not really well protected. That means the door, for example, is not properly closed. What's the proof? The Mishnah says that you're not chayiv to do Hashavas Aveda. If the animal were wandering, you certainly should have to do Hashavas Aveda. But also we need to explain that the refis that's being discussed in our Mishnah is one where the animal is not properly watched. It's you're not obligated to do Hashavas Aveda. That means maybe you should. Now, says the Gemara, if the refis that's being discussed is where the animal is properly washed, certainly that if you find the animal wandering outside, you have to take it in. If it's properly inside, that you don't have to do anything. That what is the refis that's being discussed in our Mishnah? It's not really well protected, and since it's not really well protected, maybe we think Hashavas Aveda is in order, and maybe it is. Maybe you should do it. Tez the Mishnah Shmaminah, you're not absolutely obligated. Matz Berefes Enechayiv says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, she Oymedes Chutz L'Toich L'Tchum. The refis that's being discussed in our Mishnah is within the Tchum, so even if it's somebody, it's lost. It's not going to get very lost. Mechlal, the Rishus HaRabim, but if it's in a public area, afil b'toich ha-tchum, even if it's in the tchum, nami chayiv, you're obligated to return it. Ik the masla a sefer, but there are those that refer to the sefer. Rishus HaRabim, chayiv bo, in the Rishus HaRabim, chayiv to do Hashavas Aveda, Amar Rav Yitzchak, v'hu shay medes mechus the tchum, only if the animal's outside the tchum. Mechlal, the berefes, if the animal is in a refes, even though this refis is outside the tchum, but the fact that it's in the refis is already enough of a reason that you're not chayiv Hashavas Aveda. The basic kvaros, we learned that if we find the animals in the basic kvaros, lo yitamalo, then to do Hashavas Aveda, the kohen should become tamei. And similarly, if the father tells you not to do Hashavas Aveda, don't listen to what your father says. And begins the Gemara Tanar Bana Menayin Shem Amalei Aviv Hitamei. If a father tells a son who's a kohen to become tamei, to do Hashavas Aveda, or Shamalei, or his father tells him, Al Tachse, don't return Aveda, Lo Yishmalei, don't listen to what your father has to say. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ish Imay V'Aviv Tiro, V'Shem Soisei Tiro Anu Hashem. The Torah teaches us here, Kolchem Chayovin V'Kvoidei. You all obligated to do what I say, says the Gemara. Tama, so we see the Kos Rachmana, that the cause the pasuk says Veshepsoi Shei Teshmaru Halav Hachi. If Tarihu had not said that, Havamena, we would perhaps consider that Saisile, we should listen to when a parent says to do something contrary to the Torah. But ask the Gemara, Vamai, why would we think so? Hai, the mitzvah kibud av eim is an asay. Vahai lois asay v'asay. When we speak about a Shavas Aveda, as we've been speaking, there's a mitzvah asay involved in a Shavas Aveda of a hoshev teshivim. The mitzvah lois asay involved of a suchel asay lalim. And the aloch is the loyosi asay, the doichas lois asay. So of course, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda takes precedent. Answers the Gemara Itzrich. Sakadat Chamina. Hoyel v'hikush kibur ove'ein l'chvoide shamakoyim. Since we see the Torah is so strict about kibur ove'ein. Shenema kan. The Torah says kabras avicha v'samecha. V'nema l'halan kabras Hashem mahoincha. Hilkach. Maybe what the Torah is teaching us l'tzayis lei, that we should listen to the parent. Kamash malan the loy lishmalei. And the way all the Mefarshim explained this is because we see how much significance the Torah tells us to show to respecting our parents. I saw the Rishonim say that the Pasuk says, Kabed es Hashem mahoincha. A person is only supposed to use whatever he has to do the mitzvah of kibur aveim. But the Torah doesn't use that kind of wording for kavod Hashem. But the Torah does not use that kind of wording by kibur aveim. So maybe what the Torah means to say is that kibur aveim takes precedence. And we'll explain further, I saw the Rishonim say, that what the Torah is teaching us is that that is what we want you to do. That Hashem wants us to listen to our parents under all circumstances. That's why we have a pasuk. That's why the Gemara, we had to learn that that is indeed not the halacha. And the halacha is that kibur aveim comes, the kibur aveim cannot override a mitzvah in the Torah. The Aruch Chaim asks a question. Why did the Torah choose that the halacha of kibur aveim doesn't override a mitzvah, specifically by the mitzvah of a Saveda, by Shabbos? So the Aruch Chaim says that the Torah is trying to teach us that the Rambam says that if somebody's parent is a Rasha, the mitzvah kibur aveim doesn't apply. But even though the kibur aveim doesn't apply, that so the Torah, where we learn that from? Eshepsoisei teshmeru. If a father doesn't listen, if Eshepsoisei teshmeru, the father is not a Shem Shabbos, then we don't have a chiyuv, then we don't have a chiyuv of kibur aveim. I saw a wonderful vort from the Ostrovtser. The Rav Tzitzer asks that, as we just said, of course we have a chiyuv to do what Hashem wants, which overrides everything else. And if a parent is telling you to be mechal Shabbos, so then the parent is an ein oisa masa amcha. And the halacha is that if a parent is not an oisa masa amcha, there's no chiyuv kibur aveim. So why would we think, so we don't have the mitzvah kibur aveim under those circumstances altogether? So he says, a beautiful word, he says, he once walked in the time of the Ofstitzer, is when the telephones were invented. He walked into a home, and he saw a telephone, and now he says, I have the answer to this question. Because as we just said, the question is, if a parent tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, he's an Eina Oysa Masa Amcha, and therefore I should have no obligation to show him respect anyway. So he said, but now that I saw the telephone, what will be if the son is in a place where it's already Shabbos? But by the parent, it's not Shabbos. So there's no problem that the father's being Mechal Shabbos, because where he is, it's not yet Shabbos. And how could that be if he's giving you the directive over the telephone? He's allowed to still speak on the telephone, because where he is not yet Shabbos. The Kedushas Levi says that it's interesting. And the Dibris in Parshas Veschanan, when the Torah tells us about Kibur Aveim, it says, Kibur Avicha V'Simecha, Kashet Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. But you don't find that, those words, Kashet Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, in the Seres HaDibris and Parshas Yisroi. Why not? So he explains that now that we learned that we're chayiv in the mitzvah kibbutz aveim, but never when it's at the cost of violating a mitzvah in the Torah. So in Pashas Yisroi, the Torah wasn't given yet. So the Torah just tells us, the Tzaras HaDibros tell us, there's a mitzvah kibbutz aveim. But now in Pashas Veschanan, which is after all of the Torah was given, so the, what the Tzaras HaDibros is saying is, yes, that this very important mitzvah of kibbutz aveim, but it's only kashet tzivcha Hashem l'kecha, never if it goes against what the Torah says. The Sefer Chochmas HaMatfen from the Altos Slobotka says, this is pshat in the brisa that we say every morning. We say, El Dvar, the Mishnah, the Masech Tepeya, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, El Dvar M'shad Oichu Perasein Ba'olam Haza, V'keren Kiyamus Lo'olam Haba, V'elein Kibbutz Aveim, and then we learn all the other great mitzvahs. And then the last word of that Mishnah, the last words of that Mishnah, are Salma Torah Keneged Kulam. What is meant with the words Salma Torah Keneged Kulam? He says that whatever, even though we have the mitzvah Kibbutz Aveim, but our Gemara just taught us a new concept, that the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim has to be looked for in the prism, in the perspective of a Talmud Torah. If the Kibbutz Aveim is consistent with what the Torah wants, then you should do Kibbutz Aveim. Otherwise, there's no Chiva Kibbutz Aveim. I saw that the Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi discusses how far does the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim go. For example, he discusses that a parent told a child, I don't want you to drink coffee. Is the child obligated to listen to what his parents say? And the Shevet HaLevi's opinion is that only in a case where the parent is saying a reason why he wants it, why it's to the benefit of the child. But if a parent just says something and he cannot justify the reason that he's saying it, then there wouldn't be a mitzvah. Then we can't just say that we have to do whatever the parent says when there's no gain for the parent and there's no apparent reason why we should have to do what the parent said. There's an interesting question that the Chashuki Chemed discusses. Here we're speaking again about the apparent opinion of the important mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim. And the Yerushalmi explains that what is the basis of this mitzvah? Yerushalmi explains, the Chai Odom quotes this Yerushalmi, because it's a Peron Choyv. We have an obligation. All that our parents did for us, we have to show, we have to pay back for what they've done for us. The Chinuch takes a little different approach, and his approach is that it's because of Hakaras HaToyv. They did for us, we only have to show that recognition. And there's, in general, a question. We know that the Aseres HaDibros, there are 10 Aseres HaDibros, five on the first five and the second five, and usually the way they're explained, that the first five are mitzvahs ben adam l'makayim, and the rest are mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveroi. But we find that Kibbutz Aveim is in the group of mitzvahs ben adam l'makayim, which leads us to believe that Kibbutz Aveim is an entirely different type of a mitzvah. And because that's our perspective to Kibbutz Aveim, it's ben adam l'makayim, it could well be that we have to go above and beyond what we would normally do. And that means he discusses a situation where the parent says, I'm moichel on the Kibbutz Aveim. It could well be that a parent doesn't have the ability to be moichel on it, because it's not just a mitzvah vis-a-vis him, it's also a mitzvah vis-a-vis ben adam l'makom. And therefore, he discusses a question where there are children that want to put a parent into a nursing home, old age home, because it's difficult for them to be able to care for the parent. He says, if that's not what the parent wants, then maybe the mitzvah Kibbutz Aveim tells us that we may not do so. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrik avloy l'tayim. So we learned that Tanakama's opinion was that the mitzvah is to help unload the animal, but there's no mitzvah to load the animal. Rav Shimon said that there's a mitzvah even to load the animal. Says the Gemara, my avaloy litin. What did that mean? Ilay avaloy litin klal, that there's no mitzvah at all. Says the Gemara, my shno prika. Why is the mitzvah to help unload the animal? Because, as we read earlier, the Ksiv, the Torah Kedosh, uses the words, azav tazav imoy. Says the Gemara, tina nami, doesn't Torah use the words, hakam tikam imoy? Ella, says the Gemara, mitzvah na Torah lifrik. There's a mitzvah deraisa to unload. Bechinam. And when you see an animal overloaded, you have an obligation to do whatever you can to help that animal. However, when it comes to loading the animal, for that you're allowed to ask payment. Shimon Aimer, af litam bechinam. Says the Gemara, this new explanation is tanina lahad tana rabbanan. It's actually what we learned in a brisa, prika, unloading animal is bechinam. Tina, you could ask for payment. Schar, Shimon Aimer, zubazu bechinam. Ask the Gemara, my tamayd rabbanan. What's the basis for the rabbanan that differentiate between Tina and Prika? These are the Rav Shimon. If we're going to say Rav Shimon is correct, Lichta Rachmanatina. So the Torah should have said that we're obligated to load the animal. V'loy boi Prika, and there would be no need for the Torah to tell us that we have to unload the animal. V'anamina, we would understand. Omatina de las batzar bal chaim. The animal is not in distress before it's loaded, and there's no financial loss because it's not, the animal is not suffering with this load. Still, chayiv, the Torah says I have to do what I need to do to help the animal. So certainly prika, where there's an issue of tzar bal chayim, where the animal is in distress from its heavy load, there's an issue of chsar kis, where the animal may not be able to make it, loy kol shkein, that you have to do it. So suggest rabbanon, Elamai Hilchsukas Rechmana. What did the Torah speak both about Tiina and Prika? Loimeloch, to teach us Prika is done Bechinam, Tina, you have to pay. Rav Shimon, why that he says that both of them are mitzvahs for which you don't get paid. So given the logic that the Gemara just presented, ask the Gemara, why did the Torah have to write both the mitzvah of Tina and the mitzvah of Prika? Says the Gemara, if we would have had only one pasuk, the psukim are not clear what's meant. And if we would have had only one pasuk, we would have said that the pasuk is only talking about tina, and we would not know that there's a mitzvah of prika. Torah is talking about prika, we would not know that there's a mitzvah of tina. Only because there's two psukim do we know that one pasuk is talking about prika, and obviously the other pasuk is coming to teach me even trina. Rabbanon says, "Gemara, my lemesai mikra. What makes you say that there's a lack of clarity in the pasukim? Hachaksiv, hacha in parshas mishpatim. The pasuk says, Roivitz takas masai. Hasam, the Torah says, noiflin bederach. The Rama inu betunai barchu, that they are standing on the road." And you have to help load the animal, Rav Shimon. So now that the psukim are seemingly clear, the question is, if they're both the same, wouldn't it have been adequate for the Torah just to say Tina and Prika would be self-understood? Rav Shimon, Neufla Mederach, which means Inu V'Tunai Olayu Mashmo. Neufla Mederach does not necessarily mean that they don't have a load on them. On the contrary, Neufla Mederach means that they're overloaded and you have to unhelp it, help them. Amar Rava, Medivrei Shneim, now that we both learn that there's a mitzvah prika, and everybody agrees that prika is even a bigger mitzvah than tina, it seems that from here we could see that tzar bal chaim deraisa, that an animal in distress, that we have to help the animal, is a din the deraisa. The feeler of Shimon, lekomer, even of Shimon, who wasn't, that didn't know how to say the psukim, Mishum Delay Masai Mikra, because he wasn't clear which pasuk means what. Al Masai Mikra, Rav Shimon agrees in principle that had we know which pasuk says what, the Shinan Kavachomer, we would have learned the Kavachomer, that if there's a Chiyav Tina, there's certainly Chiyav Prika. Why? Mishum Mai, what would be the basis? La Mishum Tzabal Chaim, the Shinan, because there's a mitzvah Tzabal Chaim. So the Ramban asks, If we're going to hold Tzar Bal Chaim is a Chiyuv Doraisa, we're going to learn that a Zokin Ve'en Alfi Kvoidai, if it's not to the person's honor, he doesn't have to do it. If Tzar Bal Chaim is a Chiyuv Doraisa, how can anybody be exempt? So Ramban says a interesting teretz. He says that why a Zokin Ve'en Alfi Kvoidai is part of, because as we've learned and we will learn, because of the issue of Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah supersedes everything. And therefore, even if we'll say it's the Raisa, it doesn't make a difference. Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa. That's why somebody with Enel Fik Foydoi doesn't have to do it. There's a famous tshuva from the Noida Behuda Tanyana, Yeridea Simen Yud, where a question was asked to the Noida Behuda, if somebody wants to go hunting, and the question is somebody allowed to go hunting? So the first consideration that he says is that we have to know how is the hunting conducted. And if the hunting is conducted in a way that creates Tzar Bal Chaim, so as our Gemara just said, Tzar Bal Chaim may be Deraisa, and even if it's not a Deraisa, it's certainly the Rabbanon, and that has to be avoided. Then he goes on to say that it's not the way of the Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, the Yaakov to go hunting. He says, who do we find in the Torah was a hunter? Nimrod, Esav. Says, if we kill an animal because we want to eat the animal, so that's permitted. But to kill an animal because that's what brings you pleasure and enjoyment, that is certainly not a Jewish trait. And then he also says that hunting is dangerous. And the Torah Kedosh tells us, we have to be careful not to put ourselves into a dangerous place to do anything which is dangerous. And then he adds a dimension that included in that is meant that a person has to be careful not to put himself into a dangerous place, not just because he may get hurt, but a person is not allowed to put himself into a dangerous place, he explains, because when a person puts himself into such a situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to evaluate, are you deserving to be saved? The Gemara speaks about somebody going past a wall that is about to fall. So he says, certainly going hunting with animals, k'chas v'sholem, with animals, k'chas v'sholem, hurt you, you have no right to put yourself into such a dangerous position. So the Gemara assumed that everybody would assume that Tzar Bal Chaim is a deraisa. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma, what's talking about here is Mishum Dikka Chasaron Kis, that there's a question of financial loss. Vach Kamar, Matina Deles Bach Chasaron Kis, helping load up the animal. Where I'm not at a financial loss. I'm Mechuyiv to do it. Prika, where if I don't help unload the animal may die, and then there's going to be a chasaron kis. That's why lekoshkein that I'm chayiv to do it. But Tzar Bal Chaim is not necessarily part of the consideration. Ask the Gemara, v'tina ein ba chasaron kis. Why are we saying that only by prika is there a financial loss, and not by tina milay skinen? Why don't we say that while the animal is not able to travel? While it's not able to travel, it won't be able to work. Inami osagandi, you could be susceptible that thieves will come. The day. So says the Gemara, it could be that it's Tzar Bal Chaim. Teda, and the Gemara proves that is. So we see it's not chisaron kis. That's the point, because that's chisaron kis by both teda. The Gemara wants to prove that Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa, the Tani Sefer. Rav Yosef Glilam, Mahayav of Yes Al Masa, if you overloaded the animal, and Zakah Kloy. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Tachas Masa. Masa Shiach Alamed Bay. Lamachlal, the Tanakam Sava, that even if the animal is overloaded, and you had no right to do that, put such a large load in the animal, still Zakah Kloy. You have to unload the animal. My Tama, presumably, what is the reason for doing so, for being obligated. Mishum, the tzab al chaim deraisa. So even though the person who overloaded the animal did the wrong thing, the still tzab al chaim. Says the word, dil matachas masa pligi. They're arguing how to understand the pasuk. Reshes over darshin tachas masoi, masa shiach alamed boy. Rabbanon, tzavri lo darshin tachas masoi. But it's not connected to a question of tzab al chaim. It says the Gemara, Teda, I will be able to prove that actually Tzar Bal Chaim is Lav Doraisa. The Tari Reisha, we learned at the beginning of the Reisha, Holach V'yoshvila. If the owner of the animal goes and sits on the side, V'amala Harva Lecha Mitzvah Lifreik, you have a mitzvah to help me, Proit, and you do it and I won't help, Potter. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Azav Tazav Imai. But ask the Gemara, what says the Gemara? V'yisakadatach. If we're going to say Tzar Bal Chaim Deraisa, so the fact that the owner is taking this attitude, Visakadat Tzar Bal Chaim Deraisa, Mali Isla Marbade, Mali Kelesla Marbade. If there's a concern about the animal, we should have to help under all circumstances. The question is, if somebody's stuck in a car and he says, I'll sit in my car and others should push. Is there a mitzvah that if the person is not willing to do the hard work, that we should help him? The Cheshuki Chemed says that if we learned that even by Tzar Bal Chaim, there's a question if it applies to people, here, certainly, there wouldn't be a Chiv of Tzar Bal Chaim. There's a question, now that we're learning the Sugya of Tzar Bal Chaim, whether we say it's the Reis of the Rabbanon, Tzar Bal Chaim is something that we have to avoid. So the Cheshuki Chemed quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev, who said that if there are ants or other such situation, are we allowed to kill them if they're bothering us? So he says, one has to think twice before killing anybody, killing any living thing, because we have to consider, is this a situation that Tzar Bal Chaim is permitted. Says the Gemara, Loilam will actually say that Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa. Mi Savit Pot the Potel Gamri, when the Mishnah says you don't have to do it if he's not happy, Dilma Potel Bechinam, you don't have to do it without getting paid, V'chai B'Sukhar, but you have to do it, but you're not to get paid. V'ach Kam Rechman, what the Torah means to say, Kis Lamar Bahadei, if the owner is there, Ovid Gabe Bechinam, you should help him and not ask for payment. If the owner is not there, you still have to help. It's Ovid Gabe, but you have a right to ask for payment Beschar. However, that doesn't change the reality that Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa. Simon Behemus Behemus Oiv Soin Raftsim. Lema Messiah, so the Gemara wants to bring another Raya. The Mishnah says, Behemus Oiv Kechavim, if you have the animal of Avikachavim, Mem Tapaba can be Behemoth Yisrael. You have to take, if you see it's overloaded, you have to help. So says the Gemara, Yeah, Bishlama, if we will say that Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa, Mishim Hachi, that's why we could understand why the mitzvah is to help to unload even an animal that's owned by a non Jew. Mishim Hachi, Mem Tapaba can be Behemoth Yisrael. Eli Amitzal Bal Chaim Lav Deraisa. So then, Amay Metapabah BeBehemus KeBehemus Yisrael answers the Gemara. There's a new consideration. Hosom, it could be Tzar Bal Chaim is not Deraisa, but there's a new consideration, and that is the consideration of Eva, that if we're only going to help Jewish animals and not non-Jewish animals, it could create animosity. Hachnam Stabra, and says the Gemara, that makes sense. The Tani. The Brisa says, "M'hoisi tuna yain aser." If the animal was carrying prohibited wine, yain nesach, ain't zakekla, then we don't have to help. Yeah, b'shalom alav the Brisa that there's no chiv, there's no tzar bal chaim shem hachi. If it's carrying prohibited items, ain't zakekla. Eli amid mid the Brisa that there's a chiv tzar bal chaim and ain't zakekla. So it's not hakama latina. Regarding unloading it, it makes no difference what it's carrying. Here we're talking about loading it. Latina yayin osur, if you want to have to load it with prohibited food, ain't zakakla. Toshma behemis evit kechavim, if the animal belongs to an evit kechavim, a masri belongs to Yisrael, the Torah says, that's the case of chadalta. that the animal, the Torah says that you don't have to help. But ask the Gemara, Yam Tzabal Chaim Deraisa, Amay V'chal Dalto, why don't you have to help? The halacha should be, as of Tazim Mibayle, because of Tzabal Chaim. Says the Gemara, Loilam Tzabal Chaim Deraisa. And therefore, as any animal that's in distress, you have to help. Hossam was speaking about Tina loading the animal, which doesn't involve Tzar Bal Chaim. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, let's continue learning. Yoche Emes Sefer, let's continue learning the Braisa, Behemis Yisrael. If the animal belongs to Yisrael, Vamasa Ev Kachavim, this is the Aloch of Azav Tazav. Viba Tina, if we're talking about loading the animal, my Azav Tazav, there's no Tzar Bal Chaim. Why do you have to help the Akum? Says the Gemara, Mishim Tzar the Yisrael, who owns the animal. So if the Gemara says, if that's the consideration, that as soon as there's a Jewish involvement, we have to be concerned, I feel a Reish and Namar. So the Gemara, Reish is talking about a Chamor Avikom, that the person leading the animal is an Akum, and the owner of the package is who's a Jew is not there, so there's no Tzai Yisrael involved. Sefer is talking about a Chamor Yisrael, that the person leading the animal is Yisrael, so there's Jewish Tzar involved. Says the Gemara, my psak, what makes you say that? That the Reish is speaking about an animal which belongs to an Akum, and the Chamor, the leader, is an Akum, and the Seif is talking about that the animal belongs to Yisrael, and the one taking care of the animal is Yisrael. Can't it be that the animal belongs to an Akum, but the leader is a Goy, or vice versa? Says the Gemara, Stam de Mils Inish Basa Chamri Ozel. Usually, the animal is the same as the person who's leading the animal, says the Gemara. But how can we say this? It's not psukim by Tehina. Amalei, Hamani, who's a new teretz? Who's the Tana of this Braisa? But that's why from that Braisa we don't know what the Rabbanim will hold. Toshma, Oyev Lifrit. There are two animals. One animal belongs to an Oyev, and you have to help unload it. And the other animal belongs to your enemy, Litoin. Mitzvah Besoina, it's more, even though the mitzvah of Prika we've been learning is more than the mitzvah of Tina, you still should work with the animal that belongs to the Soina, Kedei Lokuf Es Yitzroi, to show that I'm overcoming my Yetzirah, that this animal belongs to my enemy and I'm going to help him. Yes, Akadatach Tzabal Chaim Deraisa, if Tzabal Chaim is Deraisa, so yes, we want to show that we want to even help an enemy, but what about Tzar Bal Chaim? Says the Gemara, I feel like they look of his Yitzroi Odev. The concept of being able to break your Yitzhara supersedes any other consideration. And I saw that Chaskel Levenstein Zitzal in a Sefer Oye Cheskel says that the reason a person was brought to this world was Kedei look of his Yitzroi, to break his Yitzhara. And therefore, even though there's a reason to do the other way, but if this will accomplish today, lock of Yatzroi, then the halach is that comes first. But I did see that Chafetz Chaim has a different explanation. He says, what will happen when you help your enemy? When your enemy's animal is overloaded, and you go help your enemy. What's going to happen is that he's not going to be your enemy anymore. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. The Chafetz Chaim says that what is the Torah trying to accomplish with its mitzvahs? To break any enemies, that we should not be enemies with each other. Tana banan, Tashma, Soinei Sh'amra. When we speak about a Soinei, it says the Gemara, Soinei Shu Yisrov, V'loi Ovi Kachovim. A Jew, not an Ovi Kachovim. Yeah, but Tzar Bal Chaim Deraisa. But if with Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa, so ask the Gemara, Mali son of Yisrael, Mali son of Kachavim. Says the Gemara, Misana, the son of the Krah Kami, that we're talking about Tzar Bal Chaim, a son of the Masnissan Kami. We're talking about Oiv Lifrik, the son of Litoin. And that's where there's a difference between a Yisrael or an Akam. And we can't, but it has nothing to do with the Alocha of Tzar Bal Chaim.